Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Kissed by the Rain by Claudia Winter, translated by Maria Poglich Bauer, performed by Angela Daw. Man has control over everything except his own heart. Friedrich Hebbel. Prologue. Frankfurt, September 1952. She wasn't afraid, not the tiniest bit. Well, maybe just a little. You see, it was so dark inside the wardrobe that she couldn't see her hands in front of her face. And there was this weird smell of old wood, dust, and mothballs. She pulled her legs up to her chest, rested her chin on her knees, and felt ashamed. Lucy, in her favorite book, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, was much more courageous than she was. Lucy also hadn't stupidly shut the door behind her. But according to Mama, Lucy was just imaginary, and the magical wardrobe she climbed through to reach the enchanted land of Narnia was made up too, as was the man with goat legs and the talking lion, Aslan. But she couldn't completely give up believing. She stretched out one hand, touched the soft fabric there, Mama's dresses, not worn since the baby went to live with the angels, and fumbled deeper among the rattling wire hangers. If she believed hard enough. She exhaled with disappointment as her hand touched the back of the wardrobe. There was no secret exit, only coarse wood that didn't even budge when she cautiously pressed against it. She gave a start when the door was flung open and a small figure slipped in to join her. This time, the door stayed open, and in the dim light, dust particles danced in her hiding place.
Lee, I've got it,
her sister said in an excited voice. Her stomach tensed up. She had hoped that the idea was only a joke, but she should have known better. Bree never joked around.
You aren't scared, are you?
A frown played across her sister's face with its perfect doll's mouth and huge marble-like eyes. Bree sat across from Lee, mirroring her posture, her back against the wall of the wardrobe, arms wrapped around her knees. Even though they didn't look alike at all, everyone always realized right away that they were twins. It was as if the good Lord had decided to have some fun and create two completely different figures out of the same piece of clay. Unfortunately, he had done a better job with Bree.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?